Welcome back. Well, factory activity picked up pace in November. We've had APSA's PMI index rise to 57.2 points, largely off the back of a rebound in business activity and new sales orders. But one dark mark on that print was a decline in expected business conditions. So joining me via Zoom to discuss all the factors at play and what this means for the manufacturing sector is APSA's senior economist, Mielani Maluleke. Thanks so much, Mielani, for your time this evening. So we've had the PMI record a solid increase in November. It's gained 3.6 points. It's sitting now at 57.2. And if we're looking at the average reading for the months of October and November, even that coming in at 55.4, and that up notably. How much good news are we looking at here?
Yeah, look, I think it's a very encouraging reading. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we obviously had the 3-week strike in the steel and engineering sector in October. That ended in late October. So I think that was a foundation for some of this momentum that we've seen coming into November, especially because we know the steel and engineering sector is one of the biggest parts of the manufacturing sector. Actually, I think about a fifth of total manufacturing output here in South Africa. But, Alicia, I think there's something else that the data may be telling us here, because the improvement that we've seen in November happens despite the fact that we've seen additional bouts of these rotational power cuts that we've continued to experience. So I think perhaps the strength of the improvement that we've seen in that sort of environment suggests that firms or some firms at least may be becoming a little bit more resilient against these load shedding episodes.
Mielani, but there are two factors to take into consideration here when it comes to that demand equation, right? Because you've got pent-up demand, one thing, and then actual real demand that can be sustained on a longer-term basis, another thing altogether. So how do we make sense of that?
Look, I think it's always going to be very difficult to differentiate between those two things from your sort of 1 month to the next. But we did see the new sales orders index falling quite sharply in October on the back of some of the disruptions that we had. So I think there's very little doubt that some of the strength that we're seeing in November is probably pent-up demand. But I think for me, when you look at the new sales orders index in some of the months in which we didn't necessarily have some of these supply-side shocks, it's been generally in sort of expansionary territory, which says, I think, that broadly demand conditions have been improving as lockdown restrictions have been eased here and other parts of the world.
Yeah. On the supply side of things, you touched on the fact that there seems to have been some resilience against the impact of further bouts of load shedding over the November period. What are you attributing that to, Mielani? Is it a matter of companies just being able to navigate that uncertainty a little bit better?
Yeah, look, I think there's probably a couple of things there, Alicia, and we obviously don't know with certainty, but when we see the data, it seems to suggest to us it may be the case. One, we've had load shedding for a very long time here in South Africa, and I just think that over time, firms may have been able to start to adjust their production schedules a little bit better. The second thing could just be that we may be having a sort of more embedded generation capacity in some organizations, at least. And I think that those two factors may be helping a lot of companies out there to be a little bit more resilient against these load shedding episodes. Because I think the risk is just always there. Although we're not having this right now, we could potentially see that going forward, because we just don't have the generation capacity, I think, to reduce the likelihood of that happening again.
All of that being said, Mielani, the assumption is that this will bode well for recovery in the manufacturing production number for the fourth quarter. How much of a spanner in the works does this potential fourth wave now throw?
I think it's very difficult, one, because I think there's still a lot we don't know about the Omicron variant, whether it's going to cause more severe disease, how the current vaccines that we have are going to be effective against this thing. But in the very short term, the one thing that does help, and I think this was the message of the president when he spoke, and that was that the government's response is going to be a lot more on vaccination rather than relying on harsh lockdown restrictions. So I think that if we don't get strong lockdown restrictions in the near term, in Q4 we could see perhaps the manufacturing sector, some parts of it, I think, remaining relatively strong.
Mielani, with key export markets and being needed for local manufacturers to sustain this kind of recovery, how much of that export potential do you see being impacted if things don't go the way we'd like them to?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a huge amount of uncertainty about that. And I think this is always the issue that ultimately the effect of the Omicron variant on economic activity, is this going to be how the virus itself behaves and what that does to confidence, but also how governments around the world respond in terms of their own lockdown restrictions. And I think at this stage, it's just way too early to know how that's going to play out. But if we do get into a scenario where we see more lockdown restrictions around the world, I mean, that's definitely going to hurt not just demand from out there, but it could also mean that we continue to contend with the supply chain disruptions that we've been having for quite some time now.
Absolutely. Well, we had unemployment numbers come in yesterday at a record high, and this report showing some good news as far as the employment indicator is concerned, Mielani. It moved back above the 50-point mark. Run us through that bit of disconnect we're seeing when it comes to these kind of data points.
Yeah, look, I mean, there tends to be some volatility, I think, in that particular subcomponent from one month to the next. In November, it's definitely in the area where we like to see it, above 50, and especially because for the manufacturing sector, I mean, if you look at the employment numbers, not just from yesterday, but since the start of the pandemic, we've seen the sector losing about 300,000 jobs. So, I mean, we'd definitely like to see some of these jobs being recovered. But I think that print that we had for November is really just one print. And as always, we would like to see that being sustained in that sort of space before we can be comfortable that we could start to see perhaps the start of a sustained sort of jobs recovery cycle in the manufacturing sector. So I think at this stage, we should be a little bit cautious about it.
Mielani, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, ABSA's senior economist, Mielani Maluleke.